This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Clashes between protesters and police broke out across Belarus on Monday after the country's longtime president was declared the winner of Sunday's national election. Alexander Lukashenko, in power for 26 years, said Monday that opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown, describing them as sheep manipulated by foreign masters. Video of the clashes Monday night show police beating protesters with batons. Rights groups said one person was killed and dozens injured in a police crackdown on protests that followed Sunday's voting. Several hundred protesters have been arrested. Police used stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannon against the thousands of protesters who took to the streets of the country's capital, Minsk, late on Sunday. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that after all ballots were counted, Alexander Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes. Svetlana Tsiyanovskaya, the main opposition candidate, got 9.9% of the votes. Speaking from her headquarters, Tsiyanovskaya said she does not recognize the outcome. International officials also questioned the legitimacy of the election, as well as the crackdown on protesters. Washington said Monday it was deeply concerned by the situation. It said the process was marred by intimidation and restrictions on ballot access for opposition candidates. It also noted the lack of independent observers at polling stations and said that has marred the process. The president of the European Commission and the secretary general of NATO also voiced concern about the election results, while Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Lukashenko on his victory. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.